third case of the day, De La Paz versus Richards. Mr. Klein.
May it please the Court. Good morning, judges. Mitchell Klein from Plaintiffs Appellants. Summary judgment should not have been granted in this Freedom of Association and Section 1983 case because the record contains numerous facts illustrating genuine issues of material facts showing that the plaintiffs' constitutionally protected conduct was the reason for their demotions. Plaintiffs Pablo De La Paz and Michael Sarkowskis each has worked for the City of Chicago for more than 25 years. Mr. De La Paz began working for the city as a motor truck driver in 1984. Mr. Sarkowskis began working for the city as a motor truck driver in 1979. Both De La Paz and Sarkowskis were volunteers for the Hispanic Democratic Organization.
Is there anything in the record more than, you know, handed out palm cards and things like that during the days before an election? Anything about holding offices or being involved in annual dinners or anything? It just looked to me when I was reading through the deposition that were excerpted that these guys showed up and handed out palm cards the day before or the day of election.
As far as the plaintiffs
or the Hispanic Democratic Organization?
I believe you're right, Your Honor, as far as that was the extent as far as what was elicited through their depositions. There was a little more detail regarding a gentleman by the name of Cernick, who we've alleged he replaced Mr. De La Paz as the acting general foreman. And as far as both Alderman Mel testified and he admitted work that Cernick did as far as contributing money to Alderman Mel, as far as in addition to the cards, as far as actually walking the precincts, as far as showing up at meetings of the ward. So regarding Mr. Cernick, there was more detail, but as far as the plaintiffs, there was not.
So with that little detail, how is somebody to know that they were part of the Hispanic Democratic Organization other than the mere mention of Al Sanchez's name?
Well, as far as regarding Mr. Richardson, he was aware, well, as far as what's in the record, the key comment is, you know, Pablo, you are no longer the general foreman. As a matter of fact, you are in charge of nothing, and your guy is gone.
Which you have to infer is Al Sanchez.
Right. And certainly, you know, in a motion for summary judgment, we certainly believe it's a reasonable inference to make that it's as far as Mr. Sanchez was the commissioner.
What we're going to have in the city right now, you're going back to your regular position because your guy, Todd Stroger's gone. I mean, how do we get from there to political associations being interfered with, the freedom of association, the constitutional right you say is violated?
Well, Your Honor, as far as the commissioner, as far as your analogy to with Mr. Stroger, I'm obviously in our case.
Doesn't that happen all the time in this city? Your guy's gone. You go back to the position you had before.
Well, I'm not sure if it happens all the time as far as what we believe would be why it reaches a constitutional violation is that you have a right to support whatever candidate you want to support, and you should not be punished for that constitutional right. As far as if you're supporting a Democrat or a Republican, you should not be punished. And we believe the record was clear in this case that both Mr. De La Paz and Mr. Sarkowskis are punished. They are demoted because of the of their connections to the Hispanic Democratic.
They just went back to the position they had. They didn't have a property right in the position that they had been elevated to, wasn't that merely temporary?
It's the term is acting up.
Right.
As far as the salary when you're acting up is the same as if, in Mr. Delapaz's cases, if he's acting up as general foreman, while he's acting up, he's paid as if he's general foreman. So when he's demoted back to foreman, his salary is cut. So it's a...
Diminution of income.
Correct. And as far as the... So we believe that there was a cut in... What also I think is significant as far as the record goes, that they're not... Delapaz is replaced by a gentleman by the name of Cernak, and Cernak was very active politically as far as in the city's argument that it was for budgetary reasons why Mr. Delapaz is demoted back. But we believe that that argument is certainly not valid and not genuine because... if it was a budget reason, why, in fact, does Cernak become the acting general foreman? So at the same salary as Delapaz has. So as far as it doesn't make it's not reasonable.
Well,
to
did all the people who had been acting up when Sanchez and is in, did they all go back?
Well, as far as I believe there's only one general foreman. So in that position, Mr. Delapaz is knocked down to foreman, and Cernak is promoted to acting general foreman. So there's, as far as the budgetary reasons, we feel that that shows that why that's not a valid argument. As far as the constitutional, that it's solely because Delapaz was not part of the of Richardson's political connection. The reason why Richardson says, your guy's gone, I'm going to put in my guy, Cernak.
How do we know it's Richardson's decision and he's not merely a messenger from the higher-up?
Well, I think that's clear, Your Honor, from a statement that the higher-up is Mr. Picardi.
Right.
Mr. Picardi is a commissioner, and he clearly states, in addition, although I had the ultimate authority for assigning employees to act up, entitle or return to their career services titles when their acting up duties were no longer needed, I delegated this authority to the deputy commissioners for their respective bureaus. So,
do we have a problem with dates there as to when that was said?
No, I mean that was never argued as far as that statement is never. I mean it's part of Picardi's affidavit. So the city hasn't challenged the. You know that statement in any way, and there's no additional statement to limit the power of that statement. From our view, that it's showing that Picardi never says I was involved in the demotion. There's nothing inconsistent in the record at all besides this statement where he's saying that I'm delegating it to Richardson. I'm delegating the authority to demote or to make changes. Regarding the snow program, I'm delegating that to the deputy commissioners.
What would Richardson have known about his political activities?
As far as Delapaz, well, as far as a lot of it is by inference. As far as he denied.
Well, that's just it. I mean, it seems like most of your case is based on an argument that you can prove your case because the jury will not believe Richardson and anybody else who says they didn't know that Delapaz and the other fella here were members of the Hispanic Democratic Caucus organization.
I think it's there are facts we believe in the record that make the inference quite reasonable. I mean, besides,
you need evidence that he knew. I mean, even if that was enough, but you certainly need that. And where is the evidence that they knew that they were actively involved in this Hispanic Democratic organization?
Well, besides when he says...
Because all I've read, and some of us have been involved in political activities and campaigns is that they're get-out-the-vote people the day before the day of elections. That's all you got, at most. And they're very vague in their depositions about what they volunteered for.
Well, I mean, as far as it's certainly clear in the record that De La Paz has a relationship with Sanchez, and Sanchez as the commissioner. As far as
and buying a ticket for an annual dinner, that means that everybody knows who's at the dinner. There's a testimony. Richardson was at these dinners and saw them. Were there?
As far as the key point from Judge Evans, as far as knowledge, as far as Richardson's knowledge, this statement, you're in charge of nothing and your guy is gone.
That's all you hang your hat on, isn't it?
As far as his knowledge?
That statement, and I volunteered, handed out some palm cards, election day, maybe the day before. That's about it. That's the whole case, isn't it?
That's certainly a substantial part. I think also taking it in light Richardson's credibility, I think, is how severely tarnished it is. I think certainly adds some weight to the plaintiff's case. When he claims the reason why he didn't consider De La Paz when he selects Cernik to come in and replace De La Paz, he says because De La Paz had, for medical reasons, that he was aware of that for medical reasons De La Paz didn't want to assume all this overtime with the snow program, and he didn't want to be the general foreman. However, the record is very clear that De La Paz doesn't mention any problem about his medical condition until a year later. So it's basically a fabricated defense when Richardson's trying to say that I picked Cernik because De La Paz was not available, when that clearly was not the case.
Mr. Klein, can I ask you about your 56-1 response, where you admit, or the appellants admit, quote, Bacardi ordered that all employees who are currently acting up in a higher position be returned to their titled position, except to the extent necessary for specific operational needs. And the district court relied on that and held you to that, which doesn't speak to Richardson at all. What are we to make of that admission?
That as far as, of course, Bacardi, it was voluntarily dismissed from the case.
No, I appreciate it, but what the facts are, if that's the case, that he made the decision, not Richardson. Well, isn't that an acknowledgment that was made by you in your response, and which the district court relied on in summary judgment?
Well, I think, Your Honor, as far as our complete response, just one moment.
I mean, you suggested the district court got it wrong and point to another paragraph in which they deny that Bacardi told Richardson to inform De La Paz and Sarkoskas about the demotion. But you do have this admission that Bacardi did it.
My recollection of what we stated as far as in response to Bacardi's comment was that we referred to what he said in his affidavit, that he's delegating, that he delegated the responsibility to his deputy commissioners. That's one key part of our response, that he's clearly delegating this particular decision as far as these demotions, that he clearly delegated that to deputy commissioners such as Richardson. And then we go on in other parts of our 56-1 to point out how, in addition, those decisions were made.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Klein.
Just one moment. We believe, considering all the facts and inferences to be drawn therefrom in the light most favorable to the plaintiffs, plaintiffs have shown genuine issues as to material facts exist for each count of their complaint. And I respectfully reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
You've used all your time, but I'll give you some time for rebuttal.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Powell.
Please, the court. There's no genuine dispute that former Commissioner Picardi and not Deputy Commissioner Richardson made the decision to return plaintiffs and others to their titled positions. But even assuming Richardson was involved in that decision, plaintiffs did not establish a causal link between their political affiliation and that decision to return everybody to their acting to their titled positions. Excuse me. This morning, I'll explain why, on either ground, Richardson was entitled to summary judgment. And I would add that Richardson is the only remaining defendant in the case. So anything relating to Picardi, to the extent that it doesn't relate to what Richardson's involvement in the decision, has no bearing here. On the first ground, Picardi testified that when he became acting commissioner in June 2005, he ordered all acting employees back to their titled positions for budgetary and operational reasons, except as needed for the SNOW program. He directed the deputy commissioners, including Richardson, to inform their employees of this decision, and Richardson testified that he followed this directive. Plaintiff's arguments that Richardson nevertheless was involved in the challenge decision weren't presented to the district court and are therefore waived. They also lack merit. Plaintiffs point to Picardi's testimony that he delegated authority to the deputy commissioners to make and end acting assignments. But
isn't that inconsistent, though? I mean, that's what Mr. Klein says.
Yes, he does assert that, Your Honor, and we don't believe they are inconsistent. The read together seems clear that at the outset of Mr. Picardi's tenure, he made the decision to return all acting employees to their titled positions, and that perhaps at some unspecified time, he did delegate authority for making and ending acting assignments. And so there's really no reason that those two things can't stand together. One was a very specific decision at a specific time, and the other is a general policy that he had while he was commissioner, which was for 4 years, of delegating that authority.
Do we know if all of the people ended up back in their prior positions, or is anything like that in the record?
I believe that there's nothing about the department-wide everyone went back to their title positions, but within Mr. Richardson's bureau, all the acting employees went back to their title positions. Mr. Sarkoskis did testify that only happened in Mr. Richardson's bureau, but he cited no evidence to support that, and his statement lacked foundation and is inadmissible. Can't be considered on summary judgment. And plaintiffs effectively ignore Picardi's testimony, that he did make this decision at the outset of his tenure to send everybody back to their titled positions. And they've adduced no evidence that the directive and the delegation simply couldn't have happened. Both happened. Plaintiff's other arguments about Richardson's involvement are based on inadmissible evidence. Again, Mr. Sarkoskis testified that only in Richardson's bureau did these so-called demotions occur. Lacks foundation, is not considered on summary judgment, and regardless, it doesn't show that Richardson made the decision to end plaintiff's acting assignments. Plaintiffs also attack Picardi's credibility, saying that while he testified he ended acting assignments for budgetary reasons, he allowed others to take plaintiff's acting positions. But there's simply no evidence that plaintiffs were replaced. Now, Cernick did act as general foreman, but only during the SNOW program and only for SNOW removal, and that is plaintiffs submitted that in their 56-1 response. And that kind of temporary limited acting assignment is nothing like the acting position that Mr. Delapaz held, which certainly, while non-permanent, had no fixed duration or end date. And Gadjak, who allegedly replaced Mr. Sarkoskis, wasn't assigned to act up as a motor truck driver foreman until almost a year after Picardi made the decision to send all acting employees back to their titled positions. And his acting assignment lasted for only a year. So it's simply not comparable. And therefore, it can't be said that he replaced Mr. Sarkoskis. But even assuming there's a genuine issue about Richardson's involvement, summary judgment was still proper. Plaintiffs presented no evidence that political affiliation caused the challenge decision. Richardson testified that he didn't know whether either plaintiff was affiliated with HGO or any other political organization, and that he himself isn't affiliated with any such organizations, and plaintiff failed to rebut this testimony. While plaintiff professed certainty that Richardson meant former Commissioner Sanchez when he allegedly remarked to Mr. Delapaz, "Your guy is gone," even Mr. Delapaz admitted Richardson didn't mention Sanchez by name. And even so, plaintiffs cite no evidence that Richardson knew Sanchez was affiliated with HGO, or that he meant, or he believed, an association with Sanchez necessarily meant association with, or affiliation with HGO. As for Mr. Cernak, Richardson's unrebutted testimony was that he didn't know Cernak's political affiliation. And the missing link is not supplied by Mr. Delapaz's inadmissible testimony that Sanchez told him Alderman Mel asked him a couple of times to put Cernak in Mr. Delapaz's spot. The timing of Mr. Sarkoskis' removal from his acting position is also unremarkable. Richardson explained that for budgetary reasons, Mr. Delapaz could not return to his title position unless Mr. Sarkoskis, who was acting up into that position, was moved back to his titled motor truck driver position. And as to Gadjak, Mr. Sarkoskis' alleged replacement, plaintiffs presented no evidence that he was affiliated with Alderman Mel's or any other political organization, or that Richardson believed he was. For these reasons and those that are brief, if there are no further questions, we ask that this court affirm the district court's judgment.
Thank you, Mr. Powell.
Thank you.
Mr. Klein, as I indicated, your time has expired, but you may have 2 minutes.
Just a few key points in rebuttal. We assert if politics was not involved, why was Cernak, why did he come in as a acting general foreman instead of giving that position to Delapaz? You bring in a new person, and the record is clear. He's got a strong connection with Alderman Mel. Why would that have happened if it wasn't for politics? if politics was not involved, then either their argument that it was for budgetary reasons, then nobody should have gotten the acting foreman, general foreman position, or if there's a need for acting foreman that the Cernak got, why didn't Delapaz get that position? So either way, the defense argues, we believe we have solid points in the record that rebut that. Regarding Mr. Gadziak and for Sarkoskis, they're saying, well, Gadziak, it's clear in the record, Gadziak becomes an acting foreman after Sarkoskis is demoted down. And if there's a budget problem, Why does Gadziak get to come in as an acting foreman? So it's not consistent. If there's a budget problem, then no one should be the acting foreman, and Gadziak should not have been given that opportunity. So we believe that based on the record and the facts, that there's clear genuine issues of facts. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Thanks to all counsel. The case is taken under advisement. The court will proceed to the